Hey guys, so I'm here cleaning up my room. All right, right now I'm just I'm, I it's not gonna be a 5 minute break. I'm eating some dinner, about to get ready for work and for the week. And I've been thinking a lot about what I want for the rest of the year. As you know, my birthday was like 4 days ago, so I've been thinking quite a bit about what I actually want out of my life. And I want order out of chaos. Now you're probably wondering, well, that sounds like some newer order stuff. Well, hear me out. Right now I'm cleaning up my room. My room's a mess. All right, I cleaned out my closet, hence Eminem song. I'm vacuuming everywhere. I clean my desk, and my room's kind of like a mess right now. But the thing is, is that it's better that I made it chaotic now so that it can be clean later. And I haven't cleaned my room up in about like two, well, it's been longer than that, it's been a couple of months. It's not bad. It's not asthma-go bad. But it is very cluttered. And I got tired of the clutter. I wanted something more. So I applied myself. I got up this morning and I started to pick things up and took a little break and I started to do things and lo and behold, I found a whole bunch of clothes that I can wear now. My floor is cleaner. My closet's clean. I weighed myself and apparently I lost 13 pounds. I'm down to 351 even. I was 364 at one point, but I'm 351, which is huge. So I'm making this video as kind of like a little, I don't know, just a little thing of creating order out of chaos. And sometimes you gotta ruffle some feathers. Sometimes you have to ruffle feathers. Sometimes you have to create chaos to have the order that you desire and that you deserve. Case in point, a couple of years ago, and this wasn't too long ago. There was this girl that I know that always was asking for money. And, me being a nice guy, me seeing the best in people, I would always, help her out, not give her too much, but give her like $5, $6 here and there. And I started to think, what is she doing for me? My wallet's getting light. I had money. I wasn't going broke doing this, but still. It's like, what is she doing for me? And the answer was nothing. Most women will do anything for you if you're a guy, and even if you're a girl. So I learned that the hard way. So what did I do? I created chaos to have order. I cut her off. I stopped giving her $5, $6, whatever. I stopped doing that. Her life got worse because she didn't apply herself. My life got better because I actually put my foot down and said, I'm not doing this anymore and I can't afford to. I don't want to do this and you're not doing anything for me. And I haven't seen her since. This happened a couple of times where a girl would, ask me for like rent, like actual rent. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing this. If you have to ask other people to pay your rent, you're in trouble. You need to redo some things. But anyway, I digress. Fact of the matter is that right now I'm in the process of a lot of chaos. I'm working two jobs. I get only 5 to 6 hours of sleep. I work twice, 3 to 4 times a week. I don't get a day off. Yeah, that's just how it is. And then on top of that, I'm trying to learn me a skill in data technician. And then on top of that, I got this channel I'm running. That's a lot. That's a lot. I don't have time for anything. But I'm doing all this to better my life. And that is the order out of chaos theory. So that's basically all I wanted to say. This is a short video. I gotta eat my dinner. I gotta take a bath, get ready for work. I gotta write down my schedule for my other job, go over there, talk to the manager, see if I can pick up a double. There's just things I have to do. So this is a short video, and hopefully you guys can enjoy this one. So yeah. All right. Bye, guys.